Paulie Malignaggi is one name that's been very much linked with Kell. Could you see that fight happening?
Definitely. I'm already speaking to Lou DiBella, who we're dealing with on the Darren Barker-Martinez fight. I dealt with him on the Frotch-Johnson fight as well. And, you know, I'm trying to already make the Malignaggi fight. I think it's a perfect fight for Kell. It all depends what they want, Seth. You know, if they come back with unrealistic offers and so forth, then obviously the fight's not going to happen. But I want a former world champion again. I want another step up for Kell Brook. You know, I don't believe in giving him an easy fight. I think he should be tested every time because we're finding out how good he is. You know, and the answer after Saturday is very, very good. Room for improvement, but as good as we believed. And he is going to be a world champion, no doubt about that. But Malignaggi will provide another great test for him, coming off the back of a decent win against Jose Miguel Cotto, who's another potential opponent as well. Andre Kotelnik, you know, someone like that who's going to, an old school who can school Kell and try and really teach him the ropes and give him the ring craft and experience that he needs. And so all these big names are in the mix, but I can guarantee that it will be a big name and it won't be, you know, some people that he's fought in the past who you just brought over to bash up, because I don't believe in that. And I don't believe that that's giving justice or value to the fans.
Just one word on Amir Khan. They've had quite a bust up on Twitter in a nice way. I think they've had a little pop at one another. Mm. Is that a fight that you can see 18, 24 months down the line?
Well, it's a fight we'd certainly love. And, you know, I take nothing away from Amir Khan. We know the problems he's got with the people around him, but he's a great fighter. He's very, very talented. And it's only a matter of time before Amir Khan moves up to 147, because I don't believe he's comfortable at 140. So he's going to fight Zab Judah now, which incidentally is a real tough fight. I'm not necessarily 100% confident he can come through that. But if he does, and he may have one more fight at light welterweight, it's inevitable that Amir Khan will move up. And when he does, I believe by that time, Kell Brook will be champion of the world. So that's a fight that has to happen in the UK. Obviously, it's a fight that could potentially get Amir Khan back on Sky. You know, and then that could be a nice step forward for him and regaining a bit of credibility over here. But Kell's focused on doing the job and winning the world title. He'd love to fight Amir Khan. When we went to the Paul McCloskey fight, he was begging me to get him in the ring with Amir Khan. And I don't believe for a second Amir Khan could live with his power. But that's a fight that's miles down the line. And if Amir Khan moves up, I believe it's a natural fight that will just end up happening. And it's a huge fight, because by that time, you know, we would have taken Kell's profile through the roof.
Oh, you could see a great trilogy with those. You know, one at the Sheffield Arena, maybe one at the MEN and one at the XL Centre in London. It would be brilliant.
Yeah, I can see that. And listen, they're both hugely talented fighters. So I said on Twitter yesterday, I was really disappointed by Khan coming out saying, oh, Ndu's been beaten many times, Brook's all hype. I don't really understand why say that. You know, we should all be celebrating the fact that Kell Brook is from Sheffield and the fact that Kell Brook is from the UK, because he's an extraordinary talent. I don't see the point in belittling UK talent like Kell.
Well, the irony is, the one thing that Kell Brook isn't is hype. Because if he had been hype, he would have probably fought at a higher level than he has done so far.
Well, now he probably is hype because he's with the Hype Factory and us, you know. But I think that generally he's got the class to back it up. It's all very well giving fighters hype, but we're so excited that we've got one here that has everything. You know, he's a golden boy, really, and he has all the ability to go on and be a champion of the world. And when you're hyping someone up who's as good as Kell Brook, it's much easier to do a job for him. And he's a pleasure to work with at the moment. And we're already making plans for the return to Sheffield. And the next fight will 100% be in Sheffield, and it will be in a bigger arena. And he's so excited. He said to me, I sent him a text this morning just saying, just watching your ring walk back, what a buzz. And he said, imagine how I felt. He said, amazing, never experienced anything like that in my life. You know, and he was totally taken back by the noise when he walked out. And he's buzzing at the moment. And so pleased for him to finally get the recognition he deserves and the attention that he deserves.